Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank and praise you, Lord, for the TMC call. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the founders of this call, Lord. We thank you that they stood still long enough to hear your voice, to give direction and breath to this call. And Father, we just look at how far, because of their obedience, we have come in this call within the past 6.5 years. My God, we thank you. Now, Lord, we ask that you order their footsteps. Continue to bless them indeed, Lord. Continue to let them continue to experience your favor and your wisdom in the name of Jesus, Father. And I pray that whatever their hands touch prospers in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the D.H. De Leon family, Father, because if there were no Artists International, there would be no TMC call. So, Father, we know that you have already blessed them with more witty ideas. We thank you for the conference that was held, and I'm sure that they were nourished by a lot that was going on there. So, Father, we just thank you. And now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker. We thank you for the word that's going to go forth. Father, we know that the word has already been downloaded in our speaker this morning, and the word will go forth with clarity in the name of Jesus. And Father, whatever they stand in need of, we ask that you grant it. Now, Father, the only one who is not allowed on this call or even welcome is Satan himself. So you have given us the authority to bind them in the name of Jesus, and that's just what we do, because this call is going to go forth with clarity. We give you praise. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. We give you honor and glory, and it is in Jesus' name that we seal this prayer. Amen. Well, my family, you know, as I always say, from my heart to love, to my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Let's go out and have a wonderful day. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, and thank you for greeting and seating us all in the telecommunications sanctuary, and thank you for opening us up with that very powerful prayer. Well, this is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I welcome again each and every one of you to the call. So I want to give you a little backdrop of this call. It was founded in 2013, in October of 2010, by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a scripture reference that we'd like to lean on, and that is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can receive all of our messages. They have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year is By Faith in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to join this blessed ministry, to be a greeter, such as Minister Willa has done, or a host, as I am doing now, or if God has put a word in deep inside of you that you'd like to share with the rest of us, or you just may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together for this call in the morning is a phenomenal, phenomenal company, originally called Artists International. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. It is the common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. We are now known as Artist Life, a great, great God-anointed company with God-anointed products to help the world to become healthier. So share this call with your family, friends, and everyone that you meet. Now, if you are new to this call and are having challenges in having to pay for your conference calls, you might want to take down this number. So maybe you have T-Mobile or Metro PC, but there is a bridge number that you can call in and receive all your calls live at no charge. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, write this down, 857-957-1147. Follow the prompts, and it will bring you into our live call. Now, maybe you don't have a challenge, but your team members do. So please share that number with them so that they don't miss what thus says the Lord. Now, right after this call is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday. And it is conducted by a great team of leaders that are providing vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Tuesday, and it is Leadership Tuesday. So you will receive a great, great, great information today. So make sure following this call that you don't miss the new morning motivational call. Now, this weekend, we just left a leadership summit where God was in the midst, and his hands were on all of us, upon all of us, blessing each and every one of us. So if you were not able to attend, you might want to mark your calendars and get ready for the next anointed conference, which will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, in September. Further information will soon be coming forth, but mark your calendars for September for the Artist Conference, Las Vegas, Nevada. So with that being said, I want to get out of the way so that I can introduce you to a phenomenal, phenomenal woman of Christ, a blessed and anointed woman of Christ. You know, I've heard the expression, good things come in small packages. But I can add to that, good and great things come in this small package. This is a small woman, but God has impacted such greatness inside of her. This woman was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. And God took her under his wings when she was just 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. So after graduating as an honor student and getting her associate's degree in business, she married her husband, Freddie, and they moved to Texas and became members of Antioch Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas. And being still spirit-filled, at the Baptist Church, she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves, loves, loves to encourage others in their gifts God has given them. She is the proud mother of five and the grandmother of three grandsons. And throughout the years of God's blessings, she has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with the stroke symptoms twice. And you know her favorite saying is, God is faithful. So she's now returned back to her roots and resides with her husband as they live out their retirement years in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And she now is a member of Victory International Christian Center. She is an artist distributor who loves the products. And as you have heard her say many, many times, we have the best products this side of heaven. So without any further ado, I'd like to bring to you this woman of God that has such an anointing over her life, Minister Brenda Terrell, our Mississippi Queen. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie, our Silver Fox. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for such a cordial introduction. I so appreciate and love you just for who you are. I tell you, you shine brightly among this earth and among God's people, and we so thank God for you. And I want to say thank you, Minister Willa. I tell you, she's always seated and greeting with the joy of the Lord in her heart, and you could just tell God's love is flowing within her at all times. Thank you so much, Minister Willis, for being the blessing that you are. And I also want to take the time out to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is my Mississippi sister, Miss Super Fantastic. I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for who you are, just boldly standing on God's word. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. I tell you, words can't express the things that God has placed in my life because of you. And I so appreciate and love you. Well, and I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share this platform, because you didn't have to do that. Let's go before God. And Father, we just thank you and love and appreciate all that you're doing. And Father, I'm asking that you just take this vessel and use it to your glory. That's all that matters, Father, is that you use this vessel to your glory. And as I go forth with the words that you proceed through this mouth, Father God, I ask that all of us will hear and accept and receive what you have for each one of us individually. We glorify your name in all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, TMC family, some weeks ago I got the opportunity to share with you about the glory of the Lord. And this past Monday morning, he directed me back to Isaiah 40. 3-5. And so I'm going to talk to you about the glory of the Lord, his manifestation. Okay, the glory of the Lord, his manifestation. And of course, that 40 chapter of Isaiah 3-5 says, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, oh yes, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Oh yes, I love it when it says the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I glorify God this morning for his glory. And, you know, as we had mentioned once before, and I'm sure we all can come together in agreement that we talk about the glory of God. When we're describing the glory of God, we're describing his splendor, his magnificence, even the greatness of God's manifold perfections. It would include his divine attributes of omniscience, his infinite knowledge, his omnipotence, his unlimited power and authority, his omnipresence, present everywhere at the same time. And if it also includes his very nature of his great love and his holiness. So as we meditate on all of that, you know, he's omnipotent, he's omniscience, and his omnipresence. When we meditate on that, it impressed upon me to speak on the different types of his glory, which made me think of the various ways the glory of God is revealed. So let's consider just these several things. Though this will only be a few samples, a small sample of the many ways his glory is manifested, we're going to talk about a few. One way is God's glory is manifested through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:14 declares, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus echoed this same truth in John 14:9. "He who has seen me has seen the Father." When Jesus walked this earth, the glory of God was on display. From the manger to the cross, he was constantly revealing the very nature of God. God's love, his holiness were manifested in everything that he did and said. You know, John 1:14 could also be referred to what John saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. Matthew 17:2 tells us that he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes as white as the light. Up to this point in time, the Lord Jesus had veiled his outward glory of deity with his human body, but there was a glimpse of his glory that was displayed. And so, because we just can't consume all of his glory, we come to that realization. And this was a preview of what John saw when he wrote in Revelations 1:12-15. Today, there are testimonies where one was in a car wreck and the car was totaled to a pile of metal and fiberglass went everywhere, yet the person is still alive and well. That's God's glory. That's the manifestation of his glory. And then there's one who was on drugs so bad, the person was in an unrecognizable state. Then the glory of the Lord came on the scene because of grandma's prayers and got that grandchild back on the straight and narrow. You can ask Paul the experience he had in Damascus. The light that blinded him was truly the glory Jesus had gotten back when he returned to the Father. You recall that, right, from John 17? Then Saul, who was killing believers at one point, had a great encounter with the glory of God. That's the manifestation of God's glory. See, that light had blinded him for a season until he came to the reality that Jesus was truly the Son of God. So that's one thing we could say. It's through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. So let's go to another phase of God's glory, the manifestation through his creation. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands." See, the Apostle Paul had this truth in mind when he wrote Romans 1:20, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. Whether one looks up at a star-studded sky, a majestic mountain, or an endless sea, God's glory is on display." I tell you, we all can just take a look at nature itself and take a look around us, and we can see the manifestation of God's glory. You know, I had the opportunity to go deep sea fishing in the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, yes. It had to be a huge boat and with a bathroom, and it had to have shade from the sun. The sister does not like sun, you guys, okay? I'm just being truthful. Seeing the power in the waves and unable to see any land was overwhelming. You know, and then I took a look at that out there in the middle of nowhere, the waves flapping, and you guys, I tell you, they got all type of creatures, sea creatures out there. I say, Lord, you were somebody. You know, we were, one friend, she pulled up a shark, and we had to throw it back and say, put it back out there, put it back out there. But you take a look at God's glory in the midst of the ocean, and it reminded me when God asked Job, where were you when I put the water in place and told them, this far you may come and no farther? Here is where your power waves halt. Creation reveals his power, his wisdom, and many other attributes that can only be found in our awesome God. How blind is the soul who views God's intricate designs all in all of his creation and fails to see the work of his hands? It's mind-boggling. And his fingerprints are everywhere. So we could say the manifestation is definitely through his creation. Let's take a look at another manifestation. God's glory is manifested through visions. Yes, through visions. You know, in the Old Testament, many prophets were privileged to see God's glory in the way, in this way, through visions and also through dreams. Isaiah 6, 1 through 3 states, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim and cried one to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. I love that scripture, you guys. I love that scripture. You know, John 12:41 acknowledges that Isaiah saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. And what impressed Isaiah and the seraphim was the glory of God's holiness, the holiness in the midst of his glory. Another prophet that was given many visions of the glory of God was Ezekiel. In the very first verse of Ezekiel, we read many times, as I was among the captives by the river Shebar, the heavens were open and I saw visions of God. The rest of the chapter gives us his first glorious vision, and he ends it in verse 28 with these words. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. He, like Isaiah, saw God's holiness and other divine attributes, which caused him to fall to his face. Oh, yes, it's something about his glory that will get us falling us on our knees, you people. We definitely can attest to God's glory with visions. He has given to us individually and corporately. God is continuing to manifest his glory through visions and dreams. In the Old Testament, there were trickles of God's glory through visions, but according to Joel and Acts, God promised he will pour out of his spirit upon all flesh, where our sons and daughters would prophesy. Young men would see visions, and old men dream dreams. That's the glory of the Lord with manifestation. What vision has God given you? Or what dream have you had? Have you or I acted on those visions or dreams? Let's do number four quickly. God's glory is manifested through believers. 2 Corinthians 3:18 reads, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror, the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. As we can see the Lord Jesus presented to us in the scriptures, we are being changed into his image day by day. We take on his moral likeness so that when people see us, they see Christ. We can display to the world God's love, his mercy, his compassion, his holiness, and his righteousness. And when we do, God's moral glory is being manifested through us. In what way, you may ask? faith, by ministering to the orphans and widows, by uplifting the spirit of the downtrodden person, by praying for the sick and offering the great artist products to them, by volunteering to help restore the elderly's homes, by sponsoring a child in a single-parent home as a big brother or big sister. Your gift will make room for you. That's the manifestation of God's glory. When I woke up Sunday morning, God spoke to me strongly on Psalm 24. And then I got to the verses 7 through 10 where it says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. It asks the question, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. You lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Lo and behold, the King of glory came in on that artist Sunday morning service through our very own doctor, pastor, prophetess, Vanessa Weatherstone. The sermon was simply, give God your best. The glory of the Lord showed up to where the curious left with an understanding. The fearful were delivered, and all were empowered. This is truly what God is expecting from each of us, to operate in the calling he has called us to. When we put our agendas before him, we're cutting ourselves away from his glory. It is without saying that I had to take a look in the mirror and ask that person, are you giving God your best? I'm closing with this. When it's all said and done, our purpose here on earth is not about us, neither our agenda, nor our feelings. It's about God getting his glory through us. What's the depth of our relationship with him? Remember 2 Corinthians 3 mentioned that we're being transformed from glory to glory. Let's be careful that the glory, the little glory he's given us, doesn't get us stuck in pride. So we tend to avoid the agenda. I thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for making that, and I hope that you preach it again. This is all for our good and for his glory. To God be the glory. Back to you, Minister Kai. I'm sorry, Minister Jackie. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that word, that word. I told you this is a woman small in stature, but great in the Lord. Thank you for that word. Now let us all. I will be calling you back for the benediction shortly after a few announcements. So let us all go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for anointing and putting your greatness inside this woman and having her to share with us. God, we love you. We love that message. We will celebrate your glory and live out your glory. God, we ask your mighty hands as you come forth over the sick and shut in. We want to send out a special prayer for our beloved Victoria Flanagan as she is dealing with her mother. And we know that your mighty healing hands is over her mom and that by his stripes she shall be healed. And we thank you for our leaders, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Pastor P.K. Roberts, as they continue to open up and say yes to your word and to your will, and continue to download them into them, these virtuous women of God. We thank you so much. And anyone with spoken and unspoken prayer requests, we cover, Lord, right now at this time. And in any bereavement families, we ask your peace to cover these families. And we again asked you to continually watch over this call as it is going out each and every day, changing many, many lives. God, we thank you and we praise you. In your name, Jesus, we cover. Amen and amen. And I know if you're like me, you're going to want to go back and hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message this morning. And that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the pen is 957-677-pound. Again, that is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for opening us up in a wonderful word of prayer and greeting and seating each and every one of us. You are such a great woman, virtuous woman of God. And thank you, Minister Brenda, for that powerful, powerful message. We look forward to more in the future. And so would you please come back? I thank you, each and every one of you, more importantly, for joining this call. This is Minister Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, thanking you and look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. And we will now call Minister Brenda forward to give us our closing benediction.
Heavenly Father, we so thank you and appreciate you for who you are, for manifesting your glory through us, for us, and with us. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. And we ask you, Father, that you use us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. This we pray and we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless you all.